Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Love HQ podcast. This is a place for women who want to explore love, sex, dating, and relationships through an unconventional approach of ditching the normal dating advice, prizing yourself as an individual, and listening to expert interviews from all different walks of life, focusing on how you can get more in touch with yourself as a person, develop better relationships, and live life on your terms. Hey ladies, and welcome back to another episode of Love HQ. Now, I've got a special episode for you today because I'm going to be actually talking to you about a brand new love philosophy that's going to rock your world. It's what I've been secretly kind of working on for about a year now, locked away in my studio in my studio apartment in Hackney in East London. And I'm so excited to share it with you because I just know that if you've been hitting a dead end with dating, you're really bored with dating apps, you don't feel any spark or any excitement in your life anymore, and you're like looking for a new approach, it's here. I've worked on it. I've put it together, and I'm just about to unleash it on the world. And helping me in the unleashing process is my awesome HQ club manager, Alex, who's for the first time on the podcast today.
Hey, hello everyone. Really happy to be here.
Right. So Alex and I, just to give you some backstory on us before we launch into what we're going to do to really help you out, we've had an interesting couple of years, let's say that, yeah, for our lives. Do you want to say a bit about what brought you into the HQ club and what brought us together?
Yeah, exactly. I love telling the story about how we met. It's one of my favorites. But so I guess in 5 years' time in being married, in getting engaged and getting married. And then I got married again because I got married in two different countries to the same man. And after that, finding myself, you know, divorced and living in a foreign country, I was living in China, I decided to move here to London. After all of that, and within those 5 years, also planning 100 weddings because I'm a wedding planner, I found myself here. And what I realized was, I think I'm still discovering what I realized, but I found myself with the HQ club and
sharing this kind of like mission statement and this cause. So kind of between us, and I'm sure, like, you know what? I kind of think this is representative of what stuff women go through. It's so epic some of the time. So in the past couple of years between us, we've racked up, like, I don't know, you've professionally planned loads of weddings, had a couple of weddings yourself, got divorced.
Yeah.
We've both experienced numerous episodes of just, you know, bad vibes in relationships, infidelity, all the difficulty that comes of, you know, recognizing you're not with the right partner. Mm-hmm. I had a miscarriage. That was my one, which, you know, broke me out of a really bad set of things. And a lot of the time you're going, wow, this is what the crux of what you can experience. We all think dating and love is like this silly, like, Valentine's Day cards, red love heart thing. And in fact, that lust for and that quest for intimacy and building relationships, that becomes this fundamental part of our lives and actually can be really intertwined with huge life events which define us as who we are as people and our identity, and then the choices that we decide to make after these things have happened, because it can be really, I think we both know how it can be really difficult if you've had, and I'm sure you're listening to this, you'll relate, like, if you've had a really, really, really bad breakup or something traumatic happen, scraping yourself back together in the right direction and not letting that make you jaded or unhappy or just down or, you know, or not wanting to engage full stop forever is like a heroic mm-hmm. effort in itself. So it's kind of out of these dark times that I started to put together this new idea around love, because I kind of looked at it, and as you do when you've had a big loss, you have a moment of introspection and literally looking at the walls, and I thought, this isn't really how I think things need to be, and why as women are we accepting why as women are we accepting that this is just how things have to be? Like, why are we not challenging or questioning the setup here? We're all buying books like The Rules, which tell us that we have to mm-hmm. abide by a bunch of do's and don'ts. Mm-hmm. We buy into the belief that if we take any action in our dating life, then we're coming on too strong and we're going to scare him off. And we listen, we read emails. Like, I sign up to other people's emails to see what the competition is up to. And mm-hmm. literally they say horrible things like, this is how to get your ex back.
Mm-hmm. What not to say when you're naked or something like that.
Yeah, it's just like just horrible messages that you just don't need to hear. So why I want to speak to you today is if you've been experiencing, it could be a whole bunch of stuff that's brought you to this podcast today. Maybe you've had a really bad breakup. Maybe you just literally haven't had a man ask you out since like years. Because we know we have cultural problems with that. Maybe you're really bored of online dating apps. I know that when you first mm-hmm. came to London, Alex, you were like yes, into it.
I know. I came to London. I went a little bit crazy. I think in my first month here, I went on something like 15 dates or something like that. A little bit extravagant. And from that, it just really drained me. It left me kind of exhausted. Also, I thought that I could get right back into dating. And I thought I was going to, you know, meet this, my boyfriend as soon as I was ready. But then I kind of had this realization like, wow, that's not how things work. And it's going to take some more time. And I have to be a little nicer to myself and not mm-hmm. not just putting all these dates first.
Right. Because it's really easy. It's like you go through a bad breakup and it could be anywhere on the scale. It could be a divorce. It could be something really awful. Or, you know, maybe you just grew apart. And then you think like, oh, wow, so this is what's, for, you know, after I've gone through this big, I've had this huge love of my life experience, mm-hmm. All these emotions, I've had to deal emotionally with the breakdown of that. And now the route forward in the future is this app and yeah. these guys, you know, like that are so like seemingly vibeless yeah. individuals. And then yeah. it takes up all your time and it is exhausting. And it's almost more exhausting because you go into it with the optimism because it's like, this is the future, guys. This is how we meet. And then you start engaging with it and you're so right. You either like drink too much on the dates to try and make them exciting and then end up making bad decisions because yeah. of that.
Yeah, I know about those bad. I mean, not like too bad, but it's just when I was always drinking on first date, it just always seems to like cause my judgment. Maybe I like someone who generally I wouldn't like in real life. And mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just,
and it can just be hard to tell like mm-hmm. who you're even going to connect with yeah, in that
can,
way.
How can you know in an hour over a cocktail? And I guess it definitely takes more than that, but
yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, and then you get obviously people like not matching with the people you want, people canceling. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of start to come to the realization, wow, I'm putting all this energy and time into this thing. And it's really not giving me like the dividends that I want. I haven't got like that guy that I really like who's there to support me. I don't have a strong connection with someone. It's just I'm on this kind of mill. And I looked at this and I thought, there's some problems with how this is being set up. And I don't like in the scope of this podcast, I really like I can only scratch the surface and give you maybe like 0.5% of some of the problems and also the solutions that I've been thinking about. So problem number one, we buy into the idea that love can be on demand. Like we can plug and play, like we can Uber love and we can't. Like it would be super nice if we could, but we just can't. That can be really frustrating. Also problem number two, apps and such. Have you ever noticed that they're built around a very like quote unquote male mechanism for attraction and love? Like they're very visual. Mm-hmm. They're very swipey, quick decision based. And you know, I'm not like a tech person. I don't know how else this could be, but I just think it's not the best way for figuring out if, you know, you're going to make that connection with someone. Mm-hmm. Problem three, we as women are being told consistently by any dating advice, but also by films and books, that if we make the first move forwards, we are the ones, but we're being too pushy and we're being aggressive. And we're basically told, the general vibe is look beautiful, like geek to chic, look beautiful, mm-hmm. and then just wait, and then luck. The right, here's the advice, the one day you'll meet the right one. You just mm-hmm. haven't met the right one yet.
Yeah, wait for your Prince Charming and just, you know, Rapunzel in the castle, just waiting for him to save me. Like,
I like how you're playing with your hair. It's just like, we're like, damn it, it's still not long enough. I'm going to literally hang my head over my balcony later and see if anybody comes along. But but I just don't foresee it happening. And this is, again, like, think about it, like, big problems. Why? So we get into this mindset where in real life we're told we can't. Then we think, oh, my God, the only route to meet people is, like, online. And then that's obviously deeply frustrating and is all set up in a back-to-fronts way anyway. Mm-hmm. And then you sit there and you wonder why you're feeling frustrated and let down and just, like, and you know what else? And what I really found is after I went through all my stuff, I was just, to be honest, really desperate for, like, light to break through the clouds and see a different way that things could be, you know, to just think, wow, wouldn't it be lovely if I could just find a day where I felt like optimistic and hopeful, because I thought my life was going down this one path, now it's not, and I've somehow got to find a new path, and this new path isn't as rewarding so far. And that is like, that creates an awful amount of stuff to like just deal with in your brain and in your psyche before you even think about, you know, meeting somebody else. So that's why, you know, I came up with this idea to do, a new love philosophy, which is about rewriting love from looking at about what serves us best as women, and moving us to a position of empowerment within that. So it's almost like right now, with the way you're approaching love, the second you click into an email that says, how do you get your ex back when he dumps you, click now before before you lose him forever. The second you do that, I don't care what the advice says on the inside. The fact that you've been manipulated into going through that process means that, and I'm not going to name names, but you know who these companies are. It means you're starting off on the back foot. It's like you're entering into the whole thing of love from a space of disempowerment. And I'm going to change that for you, because when you enter it through a space of empowerment, funnily enough, like, men are the least of your worries. They just come, and it's easy to meet people, and you just, but most importantly, you don't feel bad like on a day-to-day basis. You actually start to feel good.
Yeah, I've totally felt exactly what you're saying, because when I first came and started getting back on these dating apps 3 months ago, it was like a feeling, I was feeling desperate, I was feeling kind of hopeless, I was really stuck in the past and really thinking about everything that I had. And now, since, you know, being a member in the Hayley Quinn Club, I've deleted all the dating apps. No more swiping, no more Tindering late at night. And really, I just look forward to waking up in the morning and being more invested in what I'm doing that day. And also bringing up, you know, whoever I'm going to go on a date with, making sure that they are what I'm looking to spend, you know, 2 hours of my very important time with.
Right, exactly. So they've got to meet the bare minimum standards. And then after that, here's the big trick. It's about how they treat you and how much he invests in you. And the process that becomes really important. Not like, ooh, but he's a doctor and he's 6 foot and he drives at stuff, all of that. No, that will lead you so far astray. It's not about how good he is on paper as a person and his list of achievements.
Online dating profile.
Yeah. No, it's all about how does he relate to you that starts to become your most important point of focus, and how does he uphold your values? So this is a big one, and it's something you're going to be hearing a lot more of in our podcast coming forwards. Now, as you know, at the moment, if you go to hayleyquinn.com/club, C-L-U-B, you can see where Alex and I have been doing all of our work to put together an awesome on and offline community for women. So we get together, like, I answer your Facebook questions in a very, very private group every single day. We also do amazing real life events, because Alex's years of experience planning weddings means that she's now turning that into
fun events for, and just enjoying life and, you know, getting together with like-minded people and celebrating what we're all about.
So. Exactly. And meeting people. So our last one we did was like a mixer event with our men's group.
Yeah,
which was,
we turned speed dating upside down and made it all about getting more insight into psychology of him.
Yeah. So that's awesome. But there are bigger goals afoot, because my main thing, mm-hmm. not a mini mission, big mission is big mission is really like to really end women feeling living in fear and being a bit, well, being a lot bullied by the messages that they hear, whether it's on like, whether it's a pop song or a movie, or it's some dating advice online or some company that's like kind of taking advantage of the fact that you mm-hmm. might be feeling a bit lonely right mm-hmm. now. We have to end that, because in that
everywhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's so bad. And in that headspace, you know what, when you feel like, as we all have done and do, like bad, and you wake up in the morning in a bit of pain because you're not feeling good about where things are going. Oh, it's like you just quadruple your workload to meeting someone. So if we can change that start position, and we can get you to actually tear up the rule book mm-hmm. when it comes to love, honestly, I promise you, it's so fun over the other side. So if you're on board for this, please keep listening to the podcast. We're going to keep sharing more and more information on the how-to, as well as, of course, my usual podcasty things like funny little interviews and bizarre access into different people's psychology. Now, if you like this message, I also have one really, 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 really important favor to ask. It will take less than 1 minute of your time. So if you can stop swiping on Tinder for 1 minute and reposition that time elsewhere, it's for a really good cause. I am trying to get to speak at South by Southwest conference. It's in Austin, Texas next spring. It is huge as a platform to talk about messages. Now, mine is Love the Evolution. It's controversial. It's female empowered. It's basically asking us to question what we see around us. So if you're not happy with love as it stands, and you think love needs to be revised and rebuilt with you at the center of it and with women in mind, if you could go to Panel Picker, which is panelpicker.southbysouthwest, sxsw.com, /vote/60588. That is my entry. Or you can look up Hayley Quinn or Love the Evolution, and you can just sign in and vote. You just give it a little thumbs up on the thing. So just say it's Panel Picker, panelpicker.sxsw.com. What an annoying URL that is. I know it's a pain in the butt, but I would seriously, if we can bring this message to a bit of a bigger platform, we're going to really affect social change and do something awesome. So if you've been enjoying these podcasts and you support the message and the cause, and you're also ready to like fully embrace a radical new solution, if you go to Panel Picker by South by Southwest, panelpicker.sxsw.com, vote for Hayley Quinn, Love the Evolution. And you know what, if you've done it, shoot me an email and say you've done it, and I'll give you something awesome,
like a digital high five.
We'll give you a digital high five in return for your love and support, and I will look forward to seeing you over the other side on another Love HQ podcast very soon. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.